Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure as always. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Keita Spock is our guest. Keita is the author of Tipping Point to Happiness, and she is our happiness expert in the Brain Trust. And Keita, tell us how we can find you and how we can get your book, please.
Well, what you can do is simply go to tippingpointtohappiness.com, and there's a buy section there, and I'd be thrilled if you'd click on and go from there.
All right.
Very
so
easy.
Check it out, folks. And Keita, we're talking about how to be happy. Some people can't be happy. I'm sorry to say that, but and maybe the experts will say I'm wrong. But I just know some people who just cannot be happy. And I have to tell you, I'm pretty good at redemption, Keita, if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
But there are people that the best way for me to be happy is to not be around them.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, I think this is true. It's a true statement, Jim. Everyone, all of us, have the means, we have the power, the incredible power we have to decide, to make the decision to be happy or not. It's our response to situations that occur around us that dictate the outcome. And so if there are, or if there's someone you know who continually opts for the negative, is critical, is always a no kind of person, and gets everybody else down, then they're not the kind of person you should be around in 2012.
Right, absolutely. Well, and not only people, but things. You know what I mean? I mean, also, people. One of the things, and I may have told you this before, but when I turned 40 a long time ago, I said, you know, I'm going to try to avoid people and things, situations, whatever it may be, that are not that don't make me happy. And I've done a pretty good job of that, and I have to be honest with you, it has helped to increase my happiness. And it could be the things that I was avoiding might have been things that I was creating. So
exactly.
I actually had to work. I didn't just shine the light on other people who were making me unhappy. I shined the light on the things I was doing to myself that was making me unhappy.
Right. There's two sides to the coin, aren't there?
Mm-hmm.
One can look at one other's behavior, someone else's behavior, but one really has to look at one's own behavior, and that's what I mean by taking time out. And this whole thing, if you want to put it in business terms, is called self-management. If there is one piece of advice I would give anyone for 2012, is to have or conduct a little bit of self-management. Have you self-managed today?
Mm-hmm.
And that might be a question that's asked as the year proceeds.
So could we say, Keita, that one of the best ways to find happiness is to first learn a little bit more about self-analysis, which can in the very early stages of self-analysis can be a little bit unhappy. I mean, you're kind of turning the mirror, shining the light back on yourself. But ultimately, if the goal is to be happy, if you can get around to the point where you realize that part of your unhappiness, at least part of it, is you and your own behavior, that's the first thing might be a little painful, right?
Yes, and that's why sometimes people don't choose to go there, Jim.
Yeah.
Because it is painful. But it would be wonderful if some of you listening out there, you could take a look at yourself, and you don't have to tell anybody about what your little process it. It's a private matter sometimes. And then, well, lo and behold, they'll look at you in March, end of February, and they'll say, gee, there's something changed about you. You seem so happy. And won't that be a wonderful, wonderful response?
Over 30 years ago, 35, 6, I don't know how long ago, I was introduced to the concept and the practices of self-analysis, professionally speaking. It was a professional exercise. And I have to be honest with you, Keita, it changed my life. And people who know me are probably saying, you know, I don't even want to think about what he'd be like without that. Holy mackerel, that's just too scary to think about. But seriously, that really helped me by taking those steps, those self-analysis steps, professionally speaking, those weren't quite as painful as the personal ones. So by learning how to do it professionally, it helped me to sort of break it into my personal, me as a person, I guess I should say, not just professionally. Keita, what is your website again, please, before we go?
The website is tippingpointtohappiness.com. All the words spelled out in one.
There you go. And you guys got a nice snowfall last night, didn't you, up there in Canada?
Pardon me?
You got a nice snowfall last night.
Yeah, we did. It's a beautiful. It's a white Christmas.
You had
for
a
sure.
white Christmas there. Hey,
yeah.
Keita, thank you so much for being here. Good job today.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you next time. Keita Szpak, ladies and gentlemen. Szpak is how you spell her last name. And Keita is with a K. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Jim with a J. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.